Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
720 WGNO. I don't know. You know, school looms ahead. So you got kids that are getting ready eventually to go to school. And I don't know what I'd do if I were a parent of a school age child in this environment. Really, it's just like too many gadgets to keep track of. So to help us keep track of your kids, and their gadgets, we welcome back Jen Jolly, tech reporter, founder of techish.com and tech news. Jen, it's always great to have you on. How are you?
Oh, it is so great to be on and to hear your voice. It always just kind of makes me feel like no matter how much craziness is going on in the world, like everything's just going to be okay. And that includes for this wild back to school time.
I'm glad. Well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. You know, I really like it when you come on because you've got a great personality, but you also have an unbelievable knowledge of the subject matter. So what do we do, or what do parents do, rather, to help solve the social media addiction? Can't imagine, you know, if that's the right term.
Screen addiction.
Screen addiction in general.
It's real for us. It's harder for our kids. We see it. We're seeing the toll. There was a recent survey of over 100,000 kids, not even just a survey. It was a study, a long-term study. And it just underscored how bad smartphones are for kids under the age of 14.
Oh, I can imagine.
They are wired for distraction. They are wired for addiction. I watch it with my own, you know, almost four-year-old niece, all the way up to the struggles my now 24-year-old daughter has had. And she's, you know, these kids are doing a great job. The kids, many of them will be all right. But one of the jobs that we now have as parents is to raise them responsibly with technology. So we didn't stick our kid in a car at 4 and toss him the keys and say, hey, good luck going down the freeway. So why are we doing that with smartphones? Let's take back control. A lot of kids these days, too, they're saying, hey, look, I don't want this smartphone or this mobile device to have that much control over my life. So I would say that's the first step is, you know, instead of, you know, oh, the kids at 5, 6, 8 want their own smartphone, instead of saying, well, what am I going to do? They're going to have one eventually. Start with a training wheel gadget. One of the ones that I've been showing off and talking about, reviewing a lot lately, it's brand new. It's called the Pinwheel Kids Smartwatch. What I like about it, it helps you and your child stay connected without any of that smartphone spiral.
Interesting. So
yeah,
the smartwatch, I mean, it tells time, I'm assuming. I mean, that might be one of its functions.
It looks like an Apple Watch, but it happens to be a lot less expensive. It's less than $100 on sale right now. You have to pay a $15 a month subscription, which makes sense because it's got, you know, Wi-Fi and it allows them to call you. It needs to have that cellular connection. But it's that one device that if your child's ready for more freedom, but you're not ready for those full-on smartphone drama meltdowns, this smart wearable kind of nails that middle ground. Pinwheel Kids Smartwatch. It gives them just enough freedom. It has things like GPS tracking, calling, texting, among parent-approved contacts. There are no simple workarounds for kids. I don't know to date that a child has been able to hack, you know, the parental controls of this particular gadget. I'm sure some brilliant child will figure it out, but to date, I don't know of any. It's got parent-monitored voice-to-text AI chat. It's the only kids' watch to offer that. Kids can still take photos and make video calls on the watch, but only with those parent-approved contacts. There's no app store, no social media, no internet rabbit holes. Parents have an easy and intuitive dashboard and app to control everything. Perfect for kids ages 7 to 14. That's one of my favorite gadgets right now.
Listen, I got a text here I want to pass along to you. My son is currently 24 years old. When he was in the fifth grade, His school supply list included things like pens and pencils and notebooks and a 32-gigabyte iPad that we were required to purchase. I complained, saying that a fifth-grade boy is way too young to understand how to manage technology like this and that he was way too easily distracted by something mm-hmm. like that at that particular age. At that point, I was told that the technology was available and the kids needed to learn how to navigate it, which I think is, oh, I can't say what she says here, which she's right. let's put it this way,
she does not
like it.
No, and she's absolutely right. That was not a school that had done their homework or their due diligence. And we know now, 19 years later, we know the repercussions of giving children all access passes to the internet. I love Apple gadgets for a lot of reasons. I own them all. I, you know, continue to buy them. They have great privacy settings. Their parental controls, they're not great. They're easy for kids to circumnavigate. They're harder because of those privacy rules. Mm-hmm. They're easier for kids to work around and harder for parents to keep accountability that device is really protecting their children. It's a little bit better than most Android devices, but it's sneaky, sneaky stuff. And, you know, I know a lot of kids who don't mean to be sneaky, but it's kind of like the, you know, how many of us were, you know, doing stuff behind our parents' backs. I mean, pretty much all of us, right? So now,
I think so, yeah.
You add the whole world to that and addiction and pornography and gambling and all these other things that we had to go somewhere to get in that much trouble when we were growing up. Now it's at the kids' fingertips.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all this to scare parents. I'm saying, look, we have control. We need to use it. And a lot of times, John, that starts with how we're using our devices. If you're sitting there, and I watch parents do this all the time, they're passively watching TikTok videos, they're stuck on Instagram, your child's picking all of those habits up. And how dare you tell them to put it down when you can't put it down yourself?
Oh, absolutely. I have a grandson who's almost three, and his parents are doing a great job of keeping him away from screens. Because, you know, he sees the phone. He sees, I want the phone.
Of course.
Because he knows what it can do. And they're keeping him away from that as much as possible. And I think it's working to their credit. Yeah.
It's hard. Keep fighting the good fight. It's hard. There's another couple of gadgets, the Yodo Player and the Yodo Mini. These are screen-free audio devices. They're like cute little kind of almost retro speakers that helps kids really build better habits. They're audio speakers, no screens, no internet. Kids actually have to insert these little physical cards. They can play music or stories or educational content. There's about 1,300 titles. Everything from Peppa Pig, so your child will learn at a very young age how to use a cute British accent, all the way up to Beatles music. I was listening to Strawberry Fields just a little while ago. STEM lessons on the circulatory system, the Harry Potter books. But there's, you know, it's AI-free daily podcasts with games and prompts. But, you know, again, no screens, zero scrolling required. So there are replacements that kids are pretty enamored with.
What is the name of this product?
Yoto, Y-O-T-O, the Yodo Player. That's about $100. And the Yodo Mini, that comes in at about $70. I charged mine up 2 weeks ago. I've been traveling all around the country, so it's off. The battery's still going strong.
Well, the way you were describing it, I'm like, that's something I would enjoy using. You know, seriously.
I know.
With all those titles.
I wish we could get our audiobooks on it. I know.
You know, that sounds fantastic. The content can be adapted to their likes and dislikes, obviously. And with enough parental control, they can't go overboard.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no way for them to go on the internet. Genius. There's no Bluetooth. There's no Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the gadgets I'm talking about now grow along with your child. So, with the Pinwheel Watch, you can give them enough access at seven, but allow them more and more access as they get older and older.
Stay on the line there. We're having a great conversation with Jen Jolly, tech reporter, founder of techish.com, tech news. She knows what she's talking about, and she'll talk about it some more when we come back at 720 WGN. No, no, no. Schools, well, it may be out, but it's coming back. John Landecker at 823 on 720 WGN with Jen Jolly, tech reporter and founder of techish.com and tech news. And she's full of information about school, kids, and screens. What would you like to, where would you like to pick it up?
Well, one of the things that you need for students and yourself is a way to stay charged on the go. I just got back from helping my 24-year-old daughter move into grad school housing. She's starting law school at UCLA.
Go well, Bruins. Congratulations.
I'm super, super excited and proud. But one of the things that I couldn't live without, and nor could she, were charging stations, power banks, ways to, you know, basically live at Target half the day, you know, cleaning, running around, moving. So Anker, A-N-K-E-R, Anker, just dropped three new nano chargers. Those were my go-tos. I'm doing a segment on the Today Show in about 2 weeks, and my producer said, what's the one thing you can't live without right now? It's these Anker Nano chargers.
Really?
There's this Nano power bank. It's 10K, 45-watt, built-in retractable USB-C cable. So as long as you have this charger, you don't have to worry about, a spaghetti bowl of tangled cords. It has 10,000 milliamps of backup power. Okay, that's a big number. What does it mean? It means it can keep my smartphone, which is typically completely dead by about 3 p.m. I'm such a crazy power user. It can keep that charged up from 0 to 80% to 100% three times in one day. It can keep my laptop charged up and anything else, my tablet, my headphones. It's the size of a deck of cards, and it's got a retractable built-in USB-C cable. It fast charges. I mean, this thing is genius. It just launched last week. They have a charging station, a 7-in-1 charging station. So nobody ever has enough outlets. This is genius for living in a dorm room or traveling. It's a little hub about the size of not even quite the size of like a slice of bread, a little thicker, but 7 ports, 3 USB-C ports, 1 USB-A, 3 AC outlets. It turns one plug into this 7-in-1 gadget charging powerhouse. And they fast charge. So those are go-tos. Anker Nano are what those are called.
Wow. Well, that sounds like something that everybody, well, you're talking about it, and I'm like, I'm going to get one of those because because running out, you are, at least I am, suddenly caught with the battery level at, a crisis point, and I lost track of it, so to speak. I lost track of the battery power during the day doing whatever I was doing, and it would be great to have one of these. This is,
I was at 17% by about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes,
and
yes.
That's me. So, yeah. So I know better. Yeah, I'm right there with you. So thank goodness I'm running around with these little Anker Nano charging power banks and charging stations. And there's even one that magnifies, sticks right on the back of your phone. That's good to take your phone from 0 to about 80%. Love it.
These are reasonably priced too, aren't they?
All of them are under $100.
Wow.
Yeah, the most expensive one is that 7-in-1, and it comes in just under $90. That little fits in the palm of your hand one that I've been talking about, that's $60. Well worth it. You know, some people say, well, I found one for $20 on Amazon. I hate to break it to you. You'll be doing so great if it'll last 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, you pay, what is it? You get what you pay for. Right. And
you really do, especially with technology.
And it seems that this company, Anker, A-N-K-E-R, seems to have come up with a variety of items that assist you in charging a lot of things. Like you mentioned, it charges this, it charges that, it charges this.
And John, I've been doing this about 20 years. And one of the great things about being in my position is I get to tell these companies what would make their products better. Mm-hmm. And they do it. And there are several people out there like me. I'm not the only one, but they're listening. We're evolved enough that we kept saying, can't you build in a charging cable, a universal charging cable? And they said, you know what? We actually can do that. And they did. Wow. And it's like a genius little problem solving thing. So instead of, hey, let me give you a whole bunch more features you don't actually need, they're listening to us and they're giving us what makes our lives a little bit better. And that is the underlying kind of theme of technology. If it's not working to make your life a little easier, a little better, then it's not worth it.
That's for sure. Jen, thank you. We're out of time. I always enjoy talking to you. Thank you for being with us again, and I hope to speak to you again down the line, because technology's not going away. That's for sure.
Always my pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. Jen Jolly, tech reporter, founder of techish.com/technews.